Hi, this is your host Jeff here on Space with Laces, part of the Southbound Sports Show. Did a few minor tweaks this week to the audio. I'm hoping that this will eliminate some background noise that's been very annoying so far, a part of this show. I think I'm cleaning up, as I've said multiple times, you know, every week, trying to get a little better, trying to make the show a little bit better, increase the quality. So I'm thinking that my changes, alterations today should help out. But just to dive into what I want to talk on, you know, I have a couple of talking points today I want to get into real quick. But first and foremost, Joe Hayden. I am extremely pumped and very happy with the Steelers organization. I went on Periscope yesterday, started a little segment I like to call Light 'Em Up, where I just go rant on current events, topics, things in the sports world that either fire me up or just need, you know, mentioned. So with that being said, I lit up the Pittsburgh Steelers in my little segment, and I'm very, very pleased that they went out, got Joe Hayden, two-time Pro Bowler from the Cleveland Browns, to help shore up that secondary, hopefully give them a piece of the puzzle that, you know, can bring them back to the AFC Championship and hopefully the Super Bowl. I think Joe Hayden's a quality player. I know the last 2 years he hasn't been really good. There was a person on Twitter that was commenting on Southbound Sports saying, you know, you like burnt toast, he's your guy. I mean, it's very hard to play at a very, very high level over multiple years with a bad organization. Joe Hayden did that. I know the last 2 years were kind of rocky, but I hope you bring him into the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, get him back on track, and he's going to be a vital piece to that secondary and hopefully make a run at the Super Bowl. He took a little bit of a pay cut, but he had bigger offers out there than Steelers, but he wanted to be in Pittsburgh. He wanted the chance to win the Super Bowl. So I'm glad they got the guy. You know, it's very important to have guys who are, you know, bought in on the program, on the ideas of the coaching staff. Apparently he's one of them, wants to win a Super Bowl. Good for him. I'm glad the Steelers went out and got him. It's big. It's huge. So talking about the Steelers and going off with the guys on the big show the other night, want to talk about predictions, divisional champs, and the Super Bowl, like my picks for the Super Bowl champ and divisional winners and wild cards. So talking about the Steelers, I have the Steelers being the second seed in the AFC this year. I have them winning the AFC North. Fortunately, I have the Patriots as the number one seed in the AFC. Tom Brady, that offense, I think it's a no-brainer. I know they lost Edelman, but I don't see them sinking very low. I still see them being the winner of the AFC as far as the seedings go. Then I have the Raiders winning the West, Titans winning the South. I have the Chiefs and Ravens as my two wild cards in the AFC. NFC, Packers. Aaron Rodgers is his revenge year. Libby Munn broke his heart, apparently. He's going to come back. He's going to win the NFC North, and he is going to go to the Super Bowl. There, I said it. They're my Super Bowl champs this year. They're going to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, and they're going to win the whole thing. But to rattle off the rest of my NFC, I gave a little spoiler there. I have the Falcons being the second seed, Giants, Cardinals, Seahawks, and Cowboys in that respective order. I think the Giants are going to win the NFC East. I think with Zeke Elliott's suspension, they're just going to pull together. They're going to, you know, win the division. I don't think with Zeke being out, I know there's talks that by Monday they're going to have a decision on if they're going to reduce his suspension. I don't think they can go below four games. So with Zeke being suspended first four games, I don't know if the Cowboys are going to win those games. I don't know if, you know, they win two or four, they win any. I'm not sure. I know Dak is a damn good quarterback, but I think he's going to have a sophomore slump, like I stated before on this show. I just see the Cowboys being a wild card this year. If the Cowboys had Ezekiel Elliott for all six games, it'd be a no-brainer in my opinion. I think that the Cowboys would easily win the NFC East, but that's not how it's going to be this year. Zeke's going to have some sort of suspension, whether it's four games or six games or two. He's going to be suspended for a couple games. I think the Cowboys are going to be a wild card. But quickly, just running through, I have the Raiders playing the Ravens, first wild card game, Titans and Chiefs. The winners, I have... This is my complete playoff bracket. I actually drew it out. I have the Raiders beating the Ravens, Titans beating the Chiefs. That'll be a 3-4 matchup, and that'd be a 3-4 seed winning there. I know I kind of went with my picks here, the higher seeds, which you never know in the playoffs, especially looking back a couple years ago when the Steelers made a run as the 6th seed and won the Super Bowl back when they played the Seahawks in Detroit. So anything can happen. Unfortunately, some of my picks here, I went with the higher seeds. But since I have the Raiders and the Titans winning then, that would give the Patriots a 1-4 matchup with the Titans and the Steelers and Raiders being 2-3. Honestly, being a Steelers fan, I don't want to see the Raiders in the divisional games. As a fan, I think the Raiders would be damn good this year. I don't like that matchup. That's a scary matchup as a Steelers fan, especially with Marshawn Lynch at running back this year. Derek Carr coming back. You got Crabtree, Amari Cooper. Defense is pretty solid. That's a scary matchup. But as a Steelers fan, being a homer here, I have the Steelers prevailing and the Patriots obviously beating the Titans. So I have the Patriots-Steelers AFC matchup. I think Richie on the big show mentioned that I have the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That is incorrect. I'm going all in, biased, homer. I have the Steelers this year beating the Patriots in an AFC championship rematch. I have the Steelers prevailing this year. You have Martavis Bryant back. You're adding Joe Hayden to that defense. You picked up the tight end from the 49ers. You have AB. You'll have Le'Veon Bell. I think the Steelers have too much on offense and just enough on defense to beat the Patriots this year in the AFC championship. So I have the Steelers getting back to the Super Bowl. It's been a few years now, and it's actually funny because last time the Steelers in the Super Bowl, they were playing the Packers, and that's what I have as my prediction. The Steelers playing the Packers in the Super Bowl and the 2018 Super Bowl, but I also quickly want to run through a couple of my matchups in the NFC, even though I have the Packers getting the whole way and winning it. I think the Giants are going to be the 3-seed play in the Cowboys. I have the Giants beating the Cowboys in the first round, and that is a scary thought for Cowboys fans because they've been waiting a lot of years for them to be good. They're finally good again, but I don't think they can get over the hump and be the Giants this year. I just don't see it. Zeke will be back. That'll be a good matchup. I'd like to see it, but I'm going to take the Giants in that one. Then I have the Cardinals-Seahawks, a little wild card game against NFC West rivals. I'm huge on the Cardinals this year. Honestly, I think seeing the Cardinals or the Packers representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, but I'm going to take the Cardinals over the Seahawks, and then I have the Cardinals being the 4-seed, so they're going to lose to the Packers in the divisional round. I have a Falcons-Giants matchup. I'm looking for an upset here. I think the Falcons got all the pieces to make a run this year. Matty Ice looked good in the preseason so far. He's on, track to not have a Super Bowl hangover. But I'm going to have the Giants winning there. Packers-Giants NFC matchup. Like I said, Packers are going to win it all. And it's easy to take the Packers when, I don't know if you guys have seen Aaron Rodgers' mustache. Oh my goodness. I don't know if he's trying to be a porno star or what. I'm confused. I know he's done it before, but geez, that's one incredible mustache. Hide the women, hide the children. Aaron Rodgers is going after the NFC North this year, and I think he's going to take it to them all. So I have Aaron Rodgers and that mustache going after the NFC North and honestly just doing whatever he wants in the NFC North. I think he's trying to have an MVP year. I'm actually taking Aaron Rodgers as my MVP of the league this year. I'm all in on the Packers. Aaron Rodgers in my mind will never be Brett Favre. Grew up loving Brett Favre, huge fanboy Brett Favre. So in my opinion, he'll never be Brett Favre, but he's a damn good quarterback, and I think he's going to do anything he wants to NFC defenses. I feel NFC North, that is, defenses. I feel bad for him. Aaron Rodgers is going to have an MVP year. But that's my playoff predictions for the year. But sticking to the NFC North real quick, I just wanted to have a few words here for the Bears rookie quarterback they drafted, Mitch Trubisky out of UNC. Everyone in Southbound Sports thought this was crazy. I didn't like it personally. I thought it was a horrible decision by the Bears. I thought they reached. I just thought it was awful. The draft, I'm like, holy crap, the Bears in the first round, what are they doing? But man, was I proven wrong. I watched the preseason game this weekend, and the first thing I thought is, Mike Trubisky is going to be an NFL star. I looked at his combine numbers, statistics, things like that. I saw his draft comparison was Matthew Stafford. I disagree. Looking at Mitch Trubisky this weekend, I actually pegged him more as a Ben Roethlisberger. And I looked at some of his, you know, intangibles. He's only 6'2", 222, so he's slightly smaller. Ben at 6'5", 241. Now, these are their respective combine heights and weights. Obviously, those fluctuate over Ben. You know, Ben, I don't know if he's at 241 now, but that was him coming out of college. And Ben ran 4.75. Mitch actually ran, 4.67 at the combine. Unfortunately, it looks like Ben didn't compete in many of the other things, but just want to go off of a few things Mitch had. His vertical, 27.5. Broad jump, 116 inches. The three-cone drill, 6.87. And the 20-yard shuttle, 4.25. 4.25 is a pretty good shuttle, especially for an NFL quarterback. I don't know. I just want to talk about him a little bit. And like I said, Ben Roethlisberger is my comparison. What I saw in this preseason game this weekend was a young quarterback who was very, very composed. You don't see that at a rookie quarterback. I know I've said it before, I hate preseason football. It's just a chance for the veterans to get hurt. But on the flip side, this is what the preseason is for. It's for the Bears and fans like me to get a first glimpse at a rookie quarterback or different, you know, people that have drafted rookies, things like that. But my takeaway was I watched multiple plays where he stepped up in the pocket, went through his progression, had great pocket awareness, made their correct read, got the ball away, didn't take many, if any, big hits. I'm trying to think. I didn't watch the whole game, but from what I saw, didn't take any big hits, was very careful with the ball. When he had to get out of the pocket, he did, made nice throws on the run. He had the complete package. That's what I know. That I know it wasn't against the first team. There's a lot of different factors when you get into a regular season NFL game compared to a preseason game. But I saw everything I wanted. If I'm the Bears franchise, I'm like, oh my God, we just struck gold. Thank God. It's been years since we had a quarterback. Now, the Bears better not fuck this up. They better let him sit, learn. You have Mike Glennon. You gave him a three-year deal. Let Mitch sit for 2 years. I'm calling Mitch from now on. We're best friends. First name basis. I love this guy now. Let him sit for 2 years, similar to a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation at the beginning of his career. Let him sit, learn, develop. Don't throw him in the fire because guess what? The Bears still aren't a good team yet. Not going to have that great of a season. Don't throw him to the fire. Let Mike Glennon be your quarterback. Let him learn. Let him develop because you struck gold in this NFL draft with this quarterback. I saw everything I wanted out of a quarterback. You see a lot of college quarterbacks get into the preseason games. Prime example, Josh Dobbs was all over the place, inaccurate, hasn't had a good preseason. What I saw out of this young kid, being a rookie, composure, like he's been in the league for a couple years, stepped up in the pocket, had great awareness. He had what you want as a young quarterback. You saw all the things. He made all the throws, has great arm talent. I like him. I'm huge on him. I'm hoping that he's going to have a nice little career. Not sure necessarily how his career will pan out, but I think he's going to put something together. So I was really big on him. Liked what I saw a lot. I think he's going to do big things for for the Bears, and they struck gold. When you're in a division, when you have Aaron Rodgers, you have Matthew Stafford, you need a quarterback. You need a quarterback to compete. So I think the Bears finally did it. That being said, I want to transition to another preseason topic. Burfict. Devontae Burfict. I wrote a piece last December on him, with the whole concussion thing. Just want to state, I don't know what this guy's problem is. I saw the hit he had. Apparently he's going to be suspended. I don't know how many games. I don't know if they're lowering it. Don't know all the details on it. I got to look more into that for next week. But I'll say this. I saw the hit. Unfortunately, in football terms, that's a clean hit. God damn, dude. It's the preseason. You're an NFL starter. You have nothing to prove. You're going to clip a guy like that. Obviously defenseless. Doesn't know that's coming. You're going to clip him like that. Shame on you. Like, you're an NFL star. It's not like, see, this is like a kind of contradicting myself here a little bit. I was okay with the hit the dude had on Odell Beckham, because that guy was a guy who previously got cut, trying to make a team, trying to prove his worth. It was his Super Bowl. This is not Burfict's Super Bowl. For, you know, crying out loud, like, that's not the play you make. You don't clip a guy like that. And I'm saying clip, like, that's wrong terminology. That's just the way, you know, the hit looked. You know, I mean, it looked like a clip hit, but, I mean, he hit him right in the chest, squared up. Was a fine hit by, you know, all good hit term. I don't even know what the terminology would be that for, you know, a textbook hit. But it's a preseason game, man. You're an NFL starter. You're not going anywhere. Don't hurt someone, man. This is the preseason. This is for guys like Mitch Trubisky to go out and prove his worth. Not for you to go out, be a repeat defender, clipping guys, hurting guys, going low. Bush League, you're better than that. Come on now. You know, I hate to see that, but I don't know. That's just tough to see from an NFL pro. You'd expect him to be a professional, and that's just not professionalism. But that's what I got for today. Just a little recap here. Joe Hayden, attaboy Steelers. That's the way I go out and get one, you know, guy that can make an impact immediately, help the defense, hope they make a Super Bowl run. Aaron Rodgers, porn stash, man. I don't know what the hell you're doing, but I know this. You're going to win a lot of games this year. You're going to have an MVP season, and you're going to torch every defense in the NFC North. So you can rock a stash like that, dude. I guess go ahead and just do it. Mr. Trubisky struck gold. Bears struck gold. I'm telling you, saying it early and often, he's going to have a nice career. I'm just hoping the Bears manage him correctly, bring in some pieces, build around him. Bears are going to have something as long as they don't fuck this up. And, I mean, that would be a total Chicago Bears move to mess this whole situation up. And finally, Burfict, shame on you. Come on, man. You're better than that. That's all I'm going to say. You're better than that. Be a professional. And just want to state real quick, going home this weekend for Labor Day, a couple of my boys will be home. Saturday, we're going to have a little, I think we're going to drink some beers, have a little podcast on NFL betting. Ian and Nick, I'm going to try to have them on the show. Ian's Packers, I'm going to talk Ian's Packers. Nick's Cowboys, Cowboy Guru. We're going to see what, you know, he has to say on this upcoming season and Ezekiel's suspension. I'm very curious and very excited for that. We're going to try to drink some beers, have a little fun, just bullshit, catch up, talk a little football. So hopefully you guys will, you know, tune in. YouTube, I'm going to tune in. I don't think we're going to have it live. I thought about having it on Periscope live, but I think I'm just going to record it, post to YouTube. So hopefully check that out on YouTube. Maybe Periscope, I'll let you know about that. But should be, you know, a couple bros, lifelong friends, having some beers, talking football. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. Hope you enjoyed this. This is your host, Jeff, on Spaces Laces.